You're listening to another top-rated radio show on the USA Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the American Hour with your host, Commander Tom Garcia, on the USA Talk Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody. This is Commander Tom Garcia. Welcome to the American Hour. Thomas, my lovely Paula Lazon, broadcasting live from Austin. Paula, how are you tonight?
I'm great, Tom. It's overcast and about 57 degrees in the greater Boston area this evening, and we've got a really good guest that's on with us for this evening's show.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, we're also assisted tonight by our good friend Dick Dierenbeck, broadcasting live from Port Orange, Florida. How are you tonight, Dick?
I'm doing good, Tom. And yourself? And you, Paula?
Hi, Dick.
Oh, we're great. All right, let's get right into it. We've got a great guest tonight, a deputy sheriff who serves in Seminole County right now. He is running for Volusia County Sheriff, and he lives in Volusia County, and we know Volusia County very well, don't we, Dick?
Yes, we do. That's my home county.
Yes, Wendell Bradford, he's joining us tonight. Now, he's a Volusia resident, but he does work currently as a deputy sheriff, so he's got lots of experience in the law enforcement background and, of course, in the area as a sheriff. Wendell, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, Tom. I'm blessed. How are you doing?
We're doing great, and we're glad to have you on the show. So let's get right into it. Start off by telling us, where can people find more out about you? Website, Facebook, Twitter, list all that information out, folks.
Well, they can go to my website, www.bradfordforvolusiasheriff.com, and they can connect to Facebook and Twitter from there, or they can email me at candidatebradford@gmail.com. Or they can call me at 386-233-1180.
Awesome. Okay. Tell us a little bit about your background, your law enforcement background, or anything else that would be important for people to know about you running for sheriff.
Well, let me start off with the top two questions people have asked me, and that is about my background and my education. I want them to know that I ran in 2000 for sheriff of Volusia County, and when I ran, the folks the citizens said, hey, Wendell, I love your programs you're looking to implement, but you don't have the education that everybody else has. And everybody had a criminal justice degree. So what I did was when I lost the election, I went back to school. And for the past 11 years, I have been working diligently with my education. I looked at every sheriff in the state of Florida, and 90% had criminal justice degree. And I said, well, why do I need a criminal justice degree? So what I did was I went and received my bachelor's in business administration, and then I continued my education, and 11 months ago I received my master's in strategic leadership. So I have 27 years law enforcement experience, 21 with the Seminole County Sheriff's Office, and 6 years with the United States Field Military Police Reserve Unit, 3 years in New York City and 3 years here in the state of Florida at the 351st Military Police Unit in Ocala, Florida. And that's the main questions folks want to know. The next question that folks want to know is, why am I running for sheriff here in Volusia County? I mean, everybody says, well, Wendell, you work in Seminole. Your experience is in Seminole. Why are you here in Volusia? Well, the reason I ran in 2000 and the reason I'm running now is because this is where I live. This is where I've lived since 1993 in the city of Deltona. I've raised my family here. And since I've lived here, I've seen that crime has increased each year. And programs has been cut that I think is significant to this community, and it needs to come back. We need to re-implement those programs, and we need new leadership and a new direction for Volusia County.
Okay. Well, tell things right off the top that you think could use some improvement, and what kind of changes or at least adjusting of the system you would do?
Well, Volusia County is a reactive county, and we need to start being proactive. Volusia County is 50, per the census, Volusia County is 52% senior citizen. And the crimes against seniors, every 45 seconds in the United States, a senior citizen is being victimized. And the Volusia County Sheriff's Office Crimes Against Seniors program was cut. It was brought back to the road level to the investigators who work in burglaries, and the crimes and burglaries are so high, they don't have time to work senior citizens' crimes. And the road deputies wear so many hats, they are unable to significantly work crimes against seniors the way it should be worked. And we need to work on that. We need to work on, look at the truancy. You drive down the street any time during school hours in Volusia County, and there's kids walking down the streets, and no one's doing anything about it. There's laws on the books for that, and we need to start enforcing it. Look at the schools. We have 24 high schools and middle schools combined. We have 12 deputy sheriffs working those schools. 12. Tom, come on, that's ridiculous. With all the crime and with all the incidents that's occurring inside the schools, we have one deputy per every three schools. There is no way that these deputies can protect our future, and these kids are our future. Let's look at the game.
Well, let me ask you this now. How can you pay for, obviously there always is everywhere, just about, unless just made some major changes, but where are you going to come up with money to add some deputies? Is there some fat there that you can cut out or some changes you can make?
Well, sir, that's a great question, and I will implement these programs without asking the citizens for any money. I'm currently doing research on the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. There, if you look at transparency, there is no transparency at the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. And if you ask for where money is going, they won't give it to you. And if you look at the budget, it will tell you that all the boxes that's in there that are straight boxes is itemized. But the boxes that have dotted lines on them, they don't tell you where that money's at. So there's no transparency. But I found that there's a waste of money. I can tell you 10 positions right now that is valued at $600,000 that is not essential to the sheriff's office, that the road deputies or deputy sheriffs can do those jobs. As a matter of fact, prior to the administration that is in there now, deputies were handling those jobs. And they were making $30,000, $31,000 a year. Now the persons in those positions are making $84,000, $67,000, $62,000, high price numbers. Let's look at the overtime. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office per year spends over 100,000 hours in overtime. And to me, they equate to almost $4.5 million by the time you spend time and a half, you pay FICA, you pay Social Security, you pay insurance, you pay the pension plan. It adds up. And let's look at some other programs. Let's look at the programs on how they lease their vehicles, how they lease motorcycles, lease cars. That's costing the county, the citizens, so much money that it could be utilized more effectively and efficiently to provide services to the people. And Tom, I've always said this. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office works for the people of Volusia County. The Volusia County people, citizens, are the stockholders of the county. And we must start providing services that benefit them equally and fairly. And that's not what's happening. We've had the same administration. You know, everybody says he's only been there 11 years. No, he hasn't. He's been there 41 years. He retired after 30 years and been the sheriff 11 years. And we've had the same type of law enforcement for that long. We need to change it. Right now it's stagnant. I mean, nothing is changing. We need somebody. And everybody says, well, Wendell, you're an outsider. Okay, I'm an outsider. That's fine. I'm not part of the bureaucracy that's in there right now. When I go in there, I'm going to go in with a fresh look, new perspective, new ideas, and make changes for everyone equally and fairly. Tom, what good is equal justice if it's not being disseminated to everyone fairly? And that's not what's happening right now.
Exactly. Well, now, I've said it on the show before, in other industries, and yours in particular is important. You need an outsider that's an insider, a fresh set of eyes, as you just said, that understands law enforcement, but isn't a part of the same culture. That's why in the military, we were constantly changing jobs, constantly going to new units. Otherwise, the same sort of thing happens that you're talking about. Now, I don't know firsthand that that has. I take your word for it. But in the consulting world that I've been a part of since I got out of the Navy, that's a very important point when you have, for example, the airline that I work for right now is going through bankruptcy, and you can't keep the same leadership in place. The government won't allow you to. You've got to put new people in there, and the best I've read books on this on the corporate culture, so I just throw that out there for people to chew on, but the best person to put into a new leadership position is somebody who has knowledge of the industry but has not been a part of that specific company's culture, and those are the most successful changeovers and transitions in corporate America. So, I've seen it happen in the military. There's no reason it would not apply in law enforcement. But now there's a reason we have Dick Bierenbeck here. One, he's a good friend. Two, he got you as a guest for us. And three, he spent 30 years in law enforcement. So, Dick, I'm going to turn it over to you to ask some questions now since you have the real experience in law enforcement.
Well, can I say this first time before you get Richard on?
Sure. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I have multiple Volusia County deputies and administrators on my side. I have people from the fourth floor, and I have deputies coming to me and telling me information about this needs to change. They want this change. They want this change. They want that change. And I'm not just going to come in. I don't want anybody to think that I'm just going to come into the Volusia County Sheriff's Office as a new sheriff, and I'm going to bring everybody from Seminole County over to Volusia County, and I am not, and I'm going to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. That is not what I'm going to do. I have people in place in the Volusia County Sheriff's Office that has ideas for the county that's going to change Volusia County for the better, and because we need that partnership. Right now, we don't have the partnership. You know, I live in Deltona, and I have people knocking on my door saying, hey, can I ask you a question? And I said, well, why don't you go call the deputy? Well, I have, and their question and their response is there's nothing they can do, or they're not going to write a report. You know, leadership doesn't start from the ground up. Leadership starts from the top down. And that's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to show that I'm a leader, because as the leader, you must look at the mission of the sheriff's office and the future of the sheriff's office. And that's what I'm going to do.
You answered somewhat of the question that I was going to talk to you about. Being that you are not on the department and not privy to an awful lot of records that would probably give you information as to what you can change and what you can't change, how you can change it and how you're going to pay for it. What I found with my experience is that quite often the people that the sheriff surrounds himself with, his commanders, his division commanders, etc., are not really the sheriff's friend. They say, I'm the commander, I'm going to run this division, I don't care what the sheriff says. And I'm wondering where you're going to get your advice from to make changes, and which changes are really good, which ones are just deputies with sour grapes.
Well, Richard, I have the ultimate decision on any decision that is made, but I'm a type of person that I take advice from everybody. I want everybody's input, okay? A good leader delegates. He does not do everything himself. That's called a micromanager. And if there's one thing I can't stand, is a micromanager. We need to work together. Something that I'm looking to implement, Richard, is a citizens review board. We haven't had a citizens review board in Volusia County in decades since Vogel. Okay? We need eyes and ears and somebody who's going to speak up. I don't want somebody that's sitting next to me that says, well, I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. I don't want that. I want somebody that's going to say, well, I think this strategy is going to work better, and this is the reason why. You know, I was always told that if there's an issue out there, don't be part of the issue, be part of the solution, and that's what I want.
What would the function of the Civilian Review Board be?
I'm sorry, you broke up. Say again?
The Civilian Review Board, what would their function be?
Well, whenever there's incidents going on, any reprimands, any where somebody's going to get suspended or so many vehicle crashes, we have deputy sheriffs and lieutenant sergeants and lieutenants, and they sit down there and they listen to they go over the situation and they think of what punishment or what should happen to that deputy or to that civilian. I want the citizens to have their input on what they feel should happen as well. Look at different situations. Community policing. We need the citizens' involvement and their outlook on situations so we can make the communities better. Without that, because what we say, you know, what I may think what's going on in the community is maybe right, but it may be wrong. And I want everybody's input in it so we can make an informed decision on what happened.
I would suggest that with the Civilian Review Board, the people today have no idea what that policeman is facing when he's out there on the street, what he's coming against. We just lost an officer in this state that just went to investigate a minor problem in a park, and it ended up costing him his life. People don't, the average person does not know what the officer is up against and can't understand the adrenaline that's flowing through his body. I would suggest a civilian review board made up, and it's very easy to do, of retired officers from other areas, even other states, that understand the problem and can't explain it to the civilians. Well, yes, this is what the officer did, but let's look at it this way. And then we'll decide if the officer was right or wrong.
And look at that. There's the input that I didn't even I thought of it, but I thought of somewhat in that way, but not that full context. And another thing that I'm looking to do, Richard, is to have more citizens ride with deputy sheriffs, so they can come out and see it. We're not just out there eating donuts and drinking coffee, you know.
What is the implications of a citizen with riding with an officer if there's an accident or if the officer gets involved in a shooting?
Well, the reason why we have citizens ride is so that they can see what we are going through. And one of the policies that we have is if there is a serious situation going on that a deputy sheriff has to respond to, that citizen gets dropped off at a safe location and that deputy responds without the citizen.
Very good answer. Yes.
Now, I don't know if that's how Volusia County does things, but we need to revise the policies and procedures that the Volusia County Sheriff's Office has right now. And we will look at it as a whole, not as just an individual. I want people to know that as sheriff, I am not going to be – it's not going to be I. There's no I in team. We need to work together, and that's something that Volusia County has not had, you know. We have candidates that's coming out that ran in the past, you know, some is part of the same issue that we need to get rid of. They're part of the same philosophy and the same generation that we need to get past. We need to look at the future. We need to look at our past and learn from our past and move into the future. That's the things I'm looking to do as an outsider. But I don't want people to look at me as an outsider. I want them to look at me as a sheriff that's coming in that wants to work for them.
I don't think you're an outsider. I classify an outsider as somebody that lives out of the county and is trying to come into our county and take it over, somewhat like some of our federal politicians do. They move to an area just so they know they, just because they know they can win the election there. That's an outsider. You do live in our county, and you are not an outsider. You just see some problems that need to be addressed, and being that you are a resident of the county, it would be natural that you would run for sheriff.
Yes, correct. But there are some people that call me an outsider because, like I said, I work in Seminole County. But, you know, there's a lot of people that live in Volusia and works in Seminole, Orange, or Flagler County. They're not considered an outsider, but they think just because I'm law enforcement, I don't know the issues within Volusia County. And I want them to know that they're wrong. I do know the issues, okay? I have children that graduated from the schools here. I have their friends and their parents coming to my house. I know the issues, and I want to work on those issues to make Volusia County a better place, a safer place, some place that people, they would love to say, this is my home, and I am not afraid to walk out my door and stand on my porch afraid that somebody's going to come over and rob me or shoot me or whatever. I want deputies to get out of their cars. I want deputies to come and meet you. Hi, my name is Deputy Bradford. I patrol your area. If there's anything I can do for you, please give me a call. How much time would that take? How hard is that?
Let me explain something to you, because I followed that pattern when I myself was driving a squad car. At times I would tell the dispatcher, I'm going to be out of my car on my handheld talking to the citizens. And I would walk up and down the street and talk to those that were outside and see what's going on in the neighborhood when I'm not there. And actually, it made my bosses mad. They said, what are you going to do if you're a block and a half away from your car and you get an emergency call? I said, run like hell. But they didn't like me getting out of the car and meeting with the people. But I agree with your idea 100%.
Well, there's other deputies working in the area. If you have the efficient amount of deputies working in the area, you shouldn't have to worry about that. You should be 10-10 or busy out on foot, and you shouldn't have to worry about running back to your car. You're doing your job. You're doing your job.
But in this particular case, we were hired by the city to give them police protection, and I was the only car assigned to the city on the day shift.
Well, see, I have issues with that because that's an officer safety issue. And I think as sheriff, we need to look at the totality of the circumstance. And if you have one person patrolling, you need to have at least your other units somewhere near that they can go ahead and handle situations if you're busy and back you up on calls quickly.
Well, you know, it all makes sense to me, and there are lots of books written on leadership by walking around, and I imagine that whether you classify it as leadership or not, I think that law enforcement officers in the neighborhoods and other areas are considered. And if you're not getting in, I know this for a fact, within a corporation or the military, if you're not getting out and talking to people out there that are doing the daily tasks, you're missing out on a lot of information. And as you said earlier, Deputy Sheriff, proactive means being armed with information, finding stuff out before a tragedy or problem occurs. And the only way you're ever going to find that stuff out is by getting out and talking with the local folks.
That is correct, Tom. And if you know these folks, you're going to find out more information about what's going on in the community than you would if you don't talk to them. You know, one of the programs I'm looking to implement is called a liaison position. And I want one deputy in each district to do nothing but meet the community. Right now they have captains doing that, okay? But I, you know, most people, they see a captain and they're not going to tell them the issue. But if you have a deputy out there that's meeting with the kids, playing basketball with the kids, getting to know the school resource deputy that works in the community, because the position of a school resource deputy is to form a better relationship between a younger generation and the school and the community around them. And if that liaison deputy and the school resource deputy can combine together, go to the homeowners meetings, the neighborhood watch meetings, go out where the kids are playing ball, they're going to be able to give us more information when crimes occur than they would if they don't.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, tell us again, Deputy Sheriff, where people can find out more information about you and your campaign.
They can reach me at www.bradfordforvolutionsheriff.com, and on there you can contact me on Facebook and Twitter right on that account. You can call me at 386-233-1180 or email me at candidatebradford@gmail.com. And folks, I need your help. I need your help to make a difference, and I will make this promise, and this radio show is taped. I'll make the promise to you. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm going to do what the law says. Now, if I do not do what I tell you I'm going to do, and that's work with you and make us one, I will not run for re-election. All you got to do is say, Bradford, you have not done what you told me you were going to do, and you haven't attempted to do what you said you would do. And I will not run for re-election. I do not want to run for more than two terms. I just want to do two terms. And I want to bring somebody up from within to take over what I have achieved and make it better.
Well, that sounds great. And I want to just let people know real quickly that running a campaign is a difficult, time-consuming, hard-on-the-family task, and it really absorbs a lot of your time. You still have a full-time job as a deputy sheriff in Seminole County, so
yes.
It's time-consuming, and people, if they like you, they like what you have to say, get involved. There are a lot of things that people can do that don't even involve leaving the house. And, of course, the final thing I'll say is all campaigns take money. All campaigns require money, even if it's just $5 from something. Every little bit counts, and it all gets used very wisely because you have to do the best you can with the money you have. So I just throw that out there to folks. Sheriff, we wish you the best of luck. We thank you for coming on the show. I'll send you a link here after the holidays, or next week, actually, after Christmas, for the show where people can download it, stream, and listen to it again and again, or just get the information off of it. If they haven't listened to it, something you can post on your website if you feel it's so inclined. But we really appreciate you coming on. We wish you the best of luck. I'd like to wish you and your family happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll give you the last word of the show. I'm going to turn it over to Dick and Paula and let them close out the show.
Okay.
What last thing would you like to tell people?
Well, I want to let them know that I'm here for them. I have been in law enforcement half my life. I'm passionate about it. I love law enforcement. I love people, and I love to do things right. Integrity to me means doing the right thing even when no one's looking. And I want to do the right thing here, and I want to help people in Volusia County. And you said earlier, Tom, about contributions. If I have PayPal on my website, they can just go to it. Any amount helps me. It doesn't matter if it's $5. You can go to PayPal and put it on there, and I do appreciate it. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family and everybody on your show.
Thank you so
Merry
much.
Merry Christmas to you too, Mr. Bradford, and your family.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to give it to you, Richard, to put your final thoughts and words in here and anything you want to say about the upcoming holiday. I want to wish everybody a Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll be back next week to see the Christmas holidays when we can talk about some new things, probably some political things. And Paula, close it out as usual, and you guys take it on home. Wait, Dick.
Thank you, Tommy. Have a good flight.
Have a good flight, Tom.
Thank you very much, guys.
Paula, you always have a wonderful way of closing the show out. And a lot of those soldiers that you wanted to come home are now either on planes or back with their families. Why don't you close it out for us?
Well, I wanted to thank Mr. Bradford for coming on the show and being a guest. He's got a lot to say, and I hope everybody, takes into consideration what he has to offer. As well, I big shout out to the troops that are serving overseas. Last week marked the finality of the Iraqi war, and hopefully everyone did get to come home and wasn't shipped elsewhere or sent somewhere else, you know, away from their families, friends, and loved ones. Those serving in Afghanistan, we're going to continue to pray for you. You're in our thoughts. You're in our prayers. Your families love and miss you dearly. And if you weren't able to come home for the holiday, we're thinking of you. And we thank you for fighting for our liberties and freedoms, as well as the liberties and freedoms of the Afghanistan people.
Amen to that.
Amen to. You have a good night, Paula, and you too, Mr. Bradford.
You
thank
too,
you
and
very
have
much,
a great
Richard.
Holiday.
Good night,
Paula. Good night.
You're listening to the American Hour with Commander Tom Garcia on the USA Talk Radio Network.